hoofs beat, reach for the whistle, for where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you.
Yes, someone is here. The phones at Shining Time Station don't go around answering themselves.
I want to speak with Stacy Jones. Is she there?
You could if she were, but I'm afraid she's not. Perhaps you'd like to leave a message with me.
This is the main office of the Indian Valley Railroad with a very important message.
Yes, sir. What may I do for you?
A new train will be stopping at your station today. It's the local train from Leakey Park.
A new train? That is important news.
Ooh. Who's on the phone, Mr. C?
It's the main office.
Hello? Stacy Jones speaking. A new train will arrive here. Oh, I knew it. I knew our work would bring the station back to life. Oh, all our hard work has paid off. Yes. It's happened. It's happened. A new train will arrive here today. And I'm sure there'll be lots of new trains after this one.
A new train! Yay! Yay! Yay!
Wait,
when is
it coming? Hello? Yes, I'm here. Oh, yes. Of course, you can trust me. I will not get the schedule wrong. No, I won't make any mistakes. When will the new train be arriving? Oh, I see. The 157 to Leakey Park, Pottsville, and Doodlehaven.
Don't you want to write this down?
Oh, yes. Switches, yes. And the local train to Wadley and Chubby Corners switches to the express line. Yes. Oh, changes to Buttertown, changes back to Twiddly Junction, then straight on to Lucy's Leap, and then does it stop at Shining Time Station? No. Oh, I see. Oh, skips Lucy's Leap, stops at Mount Careful at 212, and then it arrives at Shining Time Station. Oh, yes, I have it. I'm just so excited. Thank you very much. Our new train is going to arrive today.
You memorized all that, did you?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be here in less than an hour. We have so much to do.
Hold your steam this time. Keep calm.
I am calm. Ooh, we got to write this all on the new schedule board. Where is the new schedule board? Sorry, wrong carton. That's what we need. A band to meet the new train and make all the passengers feel really welcome.
No. What you need to do is post the new schedule so that the passengers can see the changes. And by the way, what happened to the regular train?
Oh, I completely forgot about the regular train. Now, what did he say? 20 minutes earlier. No. Maybe he said 20 minutes later. Oh, no. I forgot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we can't have any mistakes. Not here on the Indian Valley Railroad.
Mistakes happen, you know. Especially when you're impatient.
Are you going to tell us a story?
Not if you're impatient.
I'm not impatient.
Then you'll have to wait. You've waited long enough. Come on.
Thomas the Tank Engine was grumbling to the other engines. I spend my time pulling coaches about ready for you to take out on journeys. The other engines laughed. Why can't I pull passenger trains too? You're too impatient, they said. You'd be sure to leave something behind. Rubbish, said Thomas. I'll show you. One night, he and Henry were alone. Henry was ill. The men worked hard, but he didn't get better. He felt just as bad next morning. Henry usually pulled the first train, and Thomas had to get his coaches ready. If Henry is ill, he thought, perhaps I shall pull his train. Thomas ran to find the coaches. Come along, he fussed. There's plenty of time, there's plenty of time, they grumbled. Thomas took them to the platform and wanted to run round in front at once. But his driver wouldn't let him. Don't be impatient, Thomas. Thomas waited and waited. The people got in. The conductor and station master walked up and down. The porter banged the doors. And still Henry didn't come. Thomas got more and more excited. Sir Topham Hatt came to see what was the matter. And the conductor and the station master told him about Henry. Find another engine, he ordered. There's only Thomas, they said. You'll have to do it then, Thomas. Be quick now. So Thomas ran round to the front and back down on the coaches ready to start. Let's not be impatient, said his driver. We'll wait till everything is ready. But Thomas was too excited to listen. What happened then, no one knows. Perhaps they forgot to couple Thomas to the train. Or perhaps the driver pulled the lever by mistake. Anyhow, Thomas started without his coaches. As he passed the first signal tower, men waved and shouted, but he didn't stop. They're waving because I'm such a splendid engine, he thought importantly. Henry says it's hard to pull trains, but I think it's easy. Hurry, 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 he puffed, pretending to be like Gordon. People have never seen me pulling a train before. It's nice of them to wave, and he whistled. Peep, peep, thank you. Then he came to a signal at danger. Bother, he thought. I must stop, and I was going so nicely too. What a nuisance signals are. He blew an angry peep, peep on his whistle. The signalman ran up. Hello, Thomas, he said. What are you doing here? I'm pulling a train, said Thomas. Can't you see? Where are your coaches, then? Thomas looked back. Why, bless me, he said, if we haven't left them behind. Yes, said the signalman. You'd better go back quickly and fetch them. Poor Thomas was so sad, he nearly cried. Cheer up, said his driver. Let's go back quickly and try again. At the station, all the passengers were talking at once. They were telling Sir Topham Hatt what a bad railway it was. But when Thomas came back, they saw how sad he was and couldn't be cross. He was coupled to the train, and this time he really pulled it. Afterwards, the other engines laughed at Thomas and said, look, there's Thomas who wanted to pull a train, but forgot about the coaches. But Thomas had already learned not to make the same mistake again. Oh, it's time for my lesson.
What sort of lesson?
Mountain climbing. Yodel of the
Excuse me, what time is your regular train to Mount Carroll?
Oh, how do you do? Our regular train leaves 20 minutes before the hour. That's right, our regular train leaves 20 minutes before the hour.
Well, I haven't got much time. Give me a one-way ticket to Mount Carroll.
Right away, sir. There you go.
Thank you very much. I better hurry.
Now, what do I have to do?
Well,
One thing we have to do is put the schedule back up. I found it under a pile of things.
Oh, it's a beauty, isn't it, Harry?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's see. We've got Doodle Haven, Chubby Corners. Or was it Chubby Haven, Doodle Corners? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the express to Wadley. Oh, no, the express to Buttertown. Oh, no.
Mindy, are you all right?
Yes.
No.
Maybe this'll help. It's the new schedule with all the new changes. I took it down when you were on the phone. I know how tricky schedules can be.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're a real pal. Is there anything that I can do for you?
Do you have a map of Mount Everest?
No, sorry.
No problem. I have a knack for directions.
It's kind of hard to read. The writing is so small.
Oh, my goodness. I need to do my nails. Did you have a look at your hands through a magnifying glass?
No.
Come on, have a look.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, all those lines and designs. Let's look at Matt's nose.
Full of little holes.
Those are called skin pores. That's how our skin breathes. There's so much that we can't see with our own eyes, but not train schedules. Here, I'm going to go put this one up. Why don't you two play something on the jukebox?
Okay.
What do those kids want to hear, Dee Dee?
They pick C7. What's C7?
Don't you know C7? How did you get in this band?
Beauty.
C7? C7 is pure railroad. Pure railroad. A one, a two, a three. Hit it.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
What does she do?
She'll be riding six white horses when she comes.
Skeemer must have dropped it while he was collecting his nickels in the picture machine. Skeemer made a mistake. Well, so do we sometimes. And Stacy and Harry do too. Hey, let's give Skeemer back his nickel by putting it in the picture machine. That way we can see a film and still give Skeemer his nickel back.
Great!
You gotta clean up the mess you make. You gotta put back the thing you take. It's not so hard if you stop and think and learn from your mistake. Look out where you step so you don't slip. Make sure what you fold won't drop or drip. Your troubles vanish in a wink. Just learn from your mistake. Doing wrong is not so bad when it's not a thing you plan. Just be real careful every day, and each day will turn out grand. Be sure where you land before you leave. You don't want to be a sorry heap. It's up to you if you swim or sink. So learn from your mistake.
Thank you.
mistake is not cause to fret or fuss. Just work real hard to put things right, then you'll be the same as us. Make sure when you run that you can listen. It takes common sense to reach the top. And life can be oh so rosy, think if you think.
So, what do you think?
It looks good to me.
Now the people can see the changes.
Right, so the passengers will know where the trains are headed and when they're going. Hey, let's look at Harry so he can see it.
What's going on here?
Having some difficulty?
I think they changed the schedule on me.
Is there something wrong? Is there a problem?
I'll say there's a problem. You gave this man the wrong information, didn't you? Of course she did. And now he's going to miss his appointment, aren't you? Of course he is. I don't think people like you should be given positions of responsibility. Do you? Of course you don't.
Oh, now, excuse me, sir. I am sorry. I did give you the wrong information, but you see, there's this...
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if this good fellow reported you to the railroad, and then they decided to put someone else in charge. Somebody smart and wonderful, and a snappy dresser. Someone like me. Come, let us get away from this harbor of confusion. I will lead you to a payphone where you can make that call.
Wait a minute. If you just take the time to read this schemer. Oh, come back.
Oh. Matt? Tanya? Come on in here.
What is it, Grandpa?
Let's plan a little surprise for Stacy.
She's having a bad day.
I'd say she is. Nobody likes to get chewed out. This station means a lot to her. And when the good news came along, she got a little carried away. We all make mistakes. So what do you say we do something to cheer her up? Got any ideas?
She said she wanted a band to meet the new train.
That's a swell idea. Let's see what we can come up with. Oh, this looks promising.
What's this? And this?
Instruments? Splendid. I'm quite an old hand at musical instruments myself, you know.
I don't know if they sound as good as instruments you can buy in a store.
It's all in how you play them. What you need is a little rhythm. Why, with a simple pair of drumsticks, you can make music on a building, on the sidewalk, on the railing.
On a sidewalk? On a building?
Absolutely. I'll show you. Look over there at the end. That's right. And don't forget, we're all born with our own instruments, you know.
What's that, Mr. Conductor?
Our voices. Ma 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 moo.
I feel so bad. The passenger in this train is going to complain to the railroad.
People get impatient. People complain. Engines get impatient. Engines complain. It happens to you. And it happens to Thomas. So what happened to Thomas? Oh, very well, I will tell you. Please do. All right, let's go.
Thomas the Tank Engine wouldn't stop being a nuisance. Night after night, he kept the other engines awake. I'm tired of pushing coaches. I want to see the world. The other engines didn't take much notice, for Thomas was a little engine with a long tongue. But one night, Edward came to the shed. He was a kind little engine and felt sorry for Thomas.
I've got some freight cars to take home tomorrow.
If you take them instead of me, I'll push coaches in the yard. Thank you, said Thomas. That will be nice.
Next morning, Edward and Thomas asked their drivers, and when they said yes, Thomas ran off happily to find freight cars. Now, the freight cars are silly and noisy. They talk a lot and don't attend to what they are doing, and I'm sorry to say they play tricks on an engine who is not used to them. Edward knew all about freight cars. He warned Thomas to be careful, but Thomas was too excited to listen. The shunter fastened the coupling, and when the signal dropped, Thomas was ready. The conductor blew his whistle. Peep, peep, answered Thomas, and started off. But the freight cars weren't ready. Oh, 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 they screamed. Wait, Thomas, wait. But Thomas wouldn't wait. Come on, come on, he puffed. All right, don't fuss. All right, don't fuss, grumbled the cars. Thomas began going faster and faster. Whee! He whistled as he rushed through Henry's tunnel. Hurry, hurry, called Thomas. He was feeling very proud of himself, but the cars grew crosser and crosser. At last, Thomas slowed down as he came to Gordon's Hill. Steady now, steady, warned the driver as they reached the top. He began to put on the brakes. We're stopping, called Thomas. No, 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 answered the cars, bumping into each other. Go on, go on. Before the driver could stop them, they had pushed Thomas down the hill and were rattling and laughing behind him. Poor Thomas tried hard to stop them from making him go too fast. Stop pushing, he hissed. But the cars took no notice. Go on, they giggled in their silly way. There's the station. Oh dear, what shall I do? He cried. He rattled straight through and swerved into the good yard. Thomas shut his eyes. I must stop. When he opened his eyes, he saw he had stopped just in front of the buffers.
There, watching him, was the top of the pasture. What are you doing here, Thomas? He asked.
I've brought Edward's freight cars, Thomas answered.
Why did you come so fast?
I didn't mean to. I was pushed, said Thomas.
You've got a lot to learn about freight cars, Thomas. After pushing them about here for a few weeks, you'll know almost as much about them as Edward. Then you'll be a really useful engine.
Thanks for the story. It was just what I needed.
Stacy, did you put that entire schedule together from memory?
Well, I had some help from Mr. Conductor.
Mr. Conductor?
He was the little man who lives in the wall.
Oh, yes, the little man who lives in the wall. I forgot. Wait, is that right?
You mean I can catch the train at 20 after and still be in Mount Carmel before the other train?
Yes, it's the new train that's stopping here today.
Wow, that's wonderful. I won't be late at all. Say, what are you kids doing with those instruments?
We're going to meet the new train. We're going to play for the passengers.
Well, may I join you?
If you really want to, you can play with us.
Would I like to? But I'd love to. I'll be right back.
What was that?
That was the sound of a one-man band.
Oh.
There's a one-man band convention at Mount Careful. And I'm the only participant. And I didn't want to miss it. I'm sorry that I seemed so upset before, or I should have taken time to read the schedule.
Well, no, I should have taken time to get it right the first time. And from now on, I'm keeping a pad and pencil right by the phone so I don't make that same mistake again.
New train pulling in.
I've been thinking, like, maybe Tex could become a one-man band.
Oh, considering how long it's taken both Rex and Tex to learn just one half of the guitar each, forget it.
Listen, he's playing. Let's all join in.
Guy, Wheels on the Wall.
Reach for the steam, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining cloud station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold on to, who knows how far you'll go. To a shining time station,